We welcome you back on the Cacique pregame show as we finish out this short three-game set after the All-Star break. The Riders and the Tulsa Drillers in a rubber match today on Sunday. It's time for our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview, and we have Rider center fielder Dylan Dreiling with us after a home run yesterday. Dylan, thanks for the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So the home run came in your second at-bat. I want to take it back to the first one, though, because you had a fly ball that was seemed like short of the warning track. What's going through your mind as you fly out to center field as you're running back towards the dugout after that first swing?
I mean, I hit that one good. I just got a little under, so I kind of just stuck with the same approach that I had the first at-bat and just try to maybe get on top of the heater a little more, but not, like, pretty similar to the first at-bat, honestly.
What did you see from the lefty Adam Serwinowski yesterday? Because he's got a super funky delivery, and of course you're a lefty as well, but left on left, you took him 427 feet out to center.
Yeah, I mean, I was just really, I knew he threw a lot of heaters from the report, and just, you know, watching him the first time through the order, he was throwing a lot of fastballs. So the first at-bat, I stayed on the heater the whole time, and then kind of just took that same approach into the second at-bat as well.
How much do you dive into those scouting reports that you guys are given? You know, some guys rely on them super heavily. Some guys try to keep things simple. Where are you at with them?
Kind of just depends on the day. Depends on how I'm feeling. I think if I'm feeling good at the plate, I don't need as much information. Like, I just want to, you know, believe in what I do and have some confidence and go up there and hit, you know, something middle. So
you're on a 7-game hitting streak right now. Where does that feeling stand currently?
I would say I feel pretty good right now, especially coming off 4 days off. A little weird, you know, seeing live pitching 4 days later, but I was just trying to, you know, grind through some at-bats that day and then just get back to where I was last week in Corpus. So I would say I feel really good, probably the best I felt all year. So,
speaking on the year as a whole, it's your first year in AA. I'm sure you came in with certain expectations for yourself. Looking back on it now with about 50 games to go in the regular season, how do you view what you've put together this year?
I like the year I've had, defensively especially. I think I've made some really big strides defensively and then kind of just continued on what I've done at the plate from the last, you know, month and then last month of last year and then fall league, just kind of just continuing that little streak that I've had, I guess, and what I've done at the plate, and then, like I said, defense.
What are some of the ways that you can judge your defensive improvement? Because I feel like for fans or maybe some of us watching the game, it's just if the ball was caught or it wasn't, but I'm sure there's other things that you look at. So in center field specifically, how do you view those improvements?
I mean, for me, it's just like, I guess, how easy I can make plays look. Like, last year it felt like any ball that I'd catch on the warning track, that was like a really tough play for me. And I feel like this year I'm catching balls on the warning track and I look back, like maybe go watch the video and I made it look like fairly easy. So I think for me, like that's pretty cool. Just going back and watching, cause obviously like college I played left field. And then last year I played center and it was my first time playing center for a long time. And I mean, I've made some big, big strides out there, so it's pretty cool to watch.
What went into those improvements? How did you work on getting better at center field the way you wanted to?
Well, one thing, like Jay Solinger, he helps with the outfielders, and he's helped me a lot because I've been with him the whole time I've been a Ranger. He's been at every affiliate I've been at, so that's been pretty cool, getting to learn from him and just doing that. And then the second thing is just being confident, just going out there and letting my athletic ability take over and not stressing over anything out there. So
as you've gone back and looked at the replays, do you have a favorite catch you remember yourself making this year?
I don't think so. There's been a couple, like last night, I liked that one because it was a tough time of night. It was twilight, so it's a little tougher to see out there. And I mean, line drive to the warning track, and I caught it. But I wouldn't say I have a favorite, no.
You're playing next to Yason Morabel now in the outfield, who was with you in Hub City last year, and he homered after you homered in the fourth inning yesterday. What's your scouting report on Yason?
Morabel, really good hitter, obviously. He likes to use the whole field, can go to left field with, I mean, some of the, like, one of the best guys I've ever seen hit the ball, Oppo. and hard as well. Like, it shows the last, you know, the first two games he's played here, every swing he's had has been to the opposite field, which is sick because he's, you know, keeping his direction. And, you know, it's, I'm sure he's here for the first time. He's, you know, nervous a little bit. Like, his swing looks really good. And then he has a really good arm in the outfield and just, you know, really good defender as well.
That's a wrap on part one of our Peak Roofing and Construction pregame interview with Riders center fielder Dylan Dreiling. The rubber match of this series between Frisco and Tulsa is coming up, and it comes up next with Baylor Scott and White Health starting lineups on the Cacique pregame show.